Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
I'm Roby Brock. Welcome to this edition of Talk Business and Politics. In case you haven't heard, there's an opening about to occur in the U.S. Supreme Court. It's rare when a vacancy exists, but Justice Anthony Kennedy said he plans to retire. That leaves President Donald Trump with the task of selecting a new justice. The politics of this situation is where Arkansas Democrat Gazette columnist John Brummett and I began our weekly conversation. Talk about the Kennedy departure.
Yes.
And the politics of how this plays out. Republicans have the numbers if they'll get their rank and file to follow it and push through with whoever the president nominates. Democrats are putting up a stand, but when you don't have the numbers, how do you, it doesn't matter how many petitions people sign, does it?
No. But there is some really interesting calculus here on all sides. The lead headline in the local paper this morning, Susan Collins says no to anyone who would repeal Roe v. Wade. That has some people hopeful or maybe even excited. But the calculus is such that I don't think we're actually, the issue is ever repealing Roe v. Wade. I don't know that we ever will. I mean, the Republicans need it there to raise money and to appeal to the fundamentalist right. The issue is chipping away at Roe v. Wade through all sorts of restrictive legislation. So Susan Collins said, if I can't vote for somebody who says they're going to repeal Roe v. Wade, nobody's going to say. No Supreme Court nominee says, well, I'm going to get on there. So that's...
They're all going to respect the law and interpret the law.
And she says Trump promised her he wouldn't ask about Roe v. Wade. Well, he doesn't have to. Most of these people are judgeship nominees whose politics and cultural views and legal views are known. Plus, does she believe everything Donald Trump says? Is she the one person who does? I don't. So that doesn't mean that much. Now, if Collins would come over on a nominee, or Murkowski or something, if they could get one, the Democrats could get one Republican to come their way or to balk, then the next question is, can they keep their 49 together? And four of them, Manchin, West Virginia, McCaskill, Missouri, Teeter, Montana, and one in Indiana.
What about Heinkamp up in South Dakota?
Right. Fine. Thank you. It's even more. Who are likely, according to form, Democrats in red states trying to hold re-election, they've moved to the right. They call it moving to the center, but they're moving to the right. The chance of all five of them having the nerve to oppose a Trump nominee before the election, while at the same time, there's a whole new movement in the Democratic Party that's left, that's activist, that's strong, that's coming. And it has despaired. They think Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are too obliging, these folks. They have despaired of that kind of politics. And so most likely, if those four or five bailed on the Democrats, voted for Trump to try to attend to their reelections, what probably will happen? They'll lose, and they'll end up not having stopped a Supreme Court nominee that they might have been able to, which is the Democratic curse, much like the Razorback curse. trying to finesse everything rather than standing strong. And I'm telling you, there's something happening in the Democratic Party. I'm getting attacks, personal and vitriolic, as much from the left fringe now as the right, because of this whole idea that I'm worried about civility, or that I think that we can govern from the moderate center. There's a There's a chance for an actual full implosion in our politics toward the two poles.
Some of what you're talking about in terms of that centrist mentality and trying to straddle the fence and do a little bit of Republican stuff here and there, that's what Blanche Lincoln and Mark Pryor tried to do in 2010, 2014. Unsuccessfully.
So. No, it's basically it comes down to who's your leader. With politics nationalized, who's your leader?
Yeah.
I mean, you're working for Harry Reid, aren't you? And what? And how did you vote on the Affordable Care Act? Don't tell us how hard it was a vote to make. Don't tell us how you're going to make it better. You're on the take responsibility for your side, and that's what. See, I just really this New York race is most interesting. You know, the young congresswoman with Medicare for All and sort of democratic socialist views, very personable. She wins, and it was part anger at the establishment, was part her own skill, but the guy she beat is a Pelosi. Was a Pelosi liberal, and that's not even good enough for a percolating movement. There is something happening on the Democratic left, putting pressure on the Democratic Party, much like what the Tea Party movement and Trumpism have done to the Republicans. And that has them both going this way. So I would say the best way for those Democratic senators in those swing states to proceed would be to champion moderation and to say Trump has, if he nominates somebody that they suspect is pretty extreme conservative, say that's not where the country is, and hold still. Even at that, as you say, they got to have Collins or Murkowski or somebody come up with them.
That's John Brummett, columnist for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can catch more of our conversation online at talkbusiness.net. That's all for this program of Talk Business and Politics. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, take care.
Support for Talk Business and Politics is provided by Centennial Bank. Centennial Bank offering commercial loans, personal loans, and home equity lines of credit. With branches across Northeast Arkansas, in person, online at my100bank.com or at 870-268-2300. Centennial Bank is an equal housing lender and member FDIC. And AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.